Welcome, dear listeners, to today's exploration of a fascinating part of our tradition that deals with biblical leprosy and the power of speech. Imagine the scene in ancient Israel, where homes constructed of sturdy stone become the unlikely host for leprosy. This wasn't merely a physical ailment, but a spiritual one, requiring quarantine and a Cohen's discernment to determine the status of the home. Intriguingly, this situation was intertwined with the historical anecdote about the Amorites, who, with great foresight, hid treasures within the walls of their homes. The key to unlocking these treasures was the proper use of speech. It's a potent reminder that our words can indeed reveal the hidden bounties in our lives. Now consider the protocol when leprosy is suspected in a home. Before the Cohen arrives, all possessions must be removed. Only then does the inspection commence, and until the declaration of impurity, everything remains in a state of limbo. Notably, earthenware vessels, once declared impure, cannot be returned to purity through immersion. Shavuot, a festival of weeks, punctuates our calendar with its unique timing and significance. It brings to mind the idea of cycles and renewal, akin to the leprosy inspections, which are completed within a 3-week period. It's only when the house is thoroughly cleansed and the plague hasn't returned that the common person can declare it pure. Entering into a repurification process requires a ritual that may seem esoteric, but is rich with symbolism. Picture the ceremony. A bird is sacrificed, its blood used to cleanse, while another bird, alive and free, is sent away carrying with it the impurities and leaving purity in its wake. Through this act, atonement is made, and the house, like the heart of the one who seeks purity, is restored. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aronoff.